Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. It's time now for EB's entertainment page, which has a sponsor.
Oh.
It is sponsored. It's right there. I'm passing you the read.
Thank you, Cakes.
You're welcome.
Entertainment
if you can find it amongst
page.
All my doodling and scribbling.
I mean, my God. Serial killer over here.
This is the scribblings of a mad genius, EB.
It's brought to you by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models, only for a limited time. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. And when you visit there, make sure you mention your boy, EB, and ask for my guy, Mike.
EBMW of Fairfax. They're changing the sign out front is what I've heard.
I love that, Cakes.
People have told me that.
I had an EBLT at Blue Mash.
Yes.
And now I'm going to have the EBMW dealership in Fairfax.
Yep. That's quite a legacy you're leaving.
Is the car gray?
You can get a gray car.
It's a good one, Valdez.
I was in the Reston area yesterday. My daughter had training.
And how long did it take you to get home?
It took about 45 minutes, which should normally take 35. So it was only an extra 10 minutes, but it was just annoying.
I'm going to guess while your daughter is working, you're doing a lot of resting.
I had to go.
You had to go somewhere and get something.
I had to go somewhere in Fairfax.
Okay.
Okay. And I couldn't believe all of a sudden I couldn't get out of the parking lot the correct way. There were no U-turns. And I ended up driving right by our street, right by the old
station.
Well, actually, it's actually 123 I drove by.
Okay.
So where the McDonald's is, the Burger King and everything.
Oh, it's
all
so different. It's so different.
It's so different now. And I was just getting the feels. And like Paul the Sixth is chopped in half or something.
Dude, if you drive past PVI, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
What is
There's
it?
Like,
townhouses
back
yeah,
there,
so
condos.
They had to leave the brick facade of it because it's a historical
That's
property.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
So they have that. And then they have just gigantic townhomes behind it.
Oh. Yeah. And they're just new businesses. They look all clean. They still have like a Herting Anita's and... You know, some of those
Anita's
other
New Mexico style Mexican food.
Yeah.
Delicious. Their breakfast burritos.
Dude, I was getting it. The old Herting 7-Eleven is over there in the corner.
Yeah.
What
was that breakfast place right across the street? Not the Anita's. There was another place. It was right across from the McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like 29
like
Diner.
Diner.
29 Diner.
It was called 29 Diner.
Not sure if that's still there.
I'm convinced that intersection where the Exxon is right across from the diner, that's the busiest intersection in all of Northern Virginia, in my opinion.
It's busy.
And there are a lot of them.
Well,
that's the busiest.
I don't know. I was just getting all the feels as I was driving
around
there. Yeah,
you're getting nostalgic.
And then it did take me a while. And then when I got off at my exit at Connecticut Avenue, to go, you know, I couldn't believe how much traffic there was. At that point, it was like 2:45. Like, bumper to bumper. I mean, the Beltway is insane at 2:45.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Everyone's remote or not working.
Or they're on the Beltway. I don't know what they're doing.
That's what I mean. They're either remote.
You know what else is insane at 5 in the morning?
And they're just out driving around,
the
or they're not working.
The B-Dub Parkway. Yeah. It's kind of insane at 5:05 in the morning whenever I hop onto it.
I thought that last night, 20,000 people in Cap 1 to see Zach Bryan. I said, don't you people have to work tomorrow?
On a Monday.
No, they don't.
Only on a Monday.
Only you.
I'm the only person out of everyone there.
Everybody else taking a personal day.
All right, so we mentioned it earlier, just a nightmare time, I guess, for Diddy. But as many people think, it's been a long time coming. They raided his homes in L.A., New York, and Miami.
And he's got,
All three of them?
Three big
they were
sellies?
All raided.
Looking for
Computers, all that. They're gonna have
pictures.
So much dirt on him. And if you saw the video of him like walking around the airport in Miami, like he knows
he looks despondent.
You know what else looking for? Good original songs by Diddy. They're like,
where are they?
Any good originals here?
No.
Anything this guy's ever done that you didn't sample?
No.
Any of that in here?
No. Anywhere? He didn't have any of that.
Anybody? Any signs of life?
This guy's heavily involved in a lot of nonsense. Just watch out. There's all these lawsuits out there. It's just the tip of the iceberg, I think. So we'll see. Just stay tuned on that. But there is video of him walking around. He was allegedly trying to fly to like some area where they had no extradition to the U.S. I think the plane took off without him from Miami.
He's like, wait! I'm still here.
The pilot said, I'm getting out of here.
Come back.
Yeah, it's bad news here.
He's got like a Gulfstream 5,
I don't want to be questioned.
I guess. Wild story. Vince Young was in a bar fight. Did you see this?
Ooh.
Vince Young was at a bar in Houston, and shocker, turns out they were having some racial discussion. Shocker, things got violent. And somebody slammed a drink in another guy's face. Next thing you know, somebody got hit with an elbow. Oh. Next thing you know, Vince Young's knocked out.
Somebody called Jake Gyllenhaal. Get him to clean up that bar. That bar sounds like it's too rowdy.
Right. But what's interesting is the bar owner was involved in this. He said he didn't file any charges.
Okay.
He said he was trying to get people to leave the bar after the conversation got a little too dicey, I guess.
Yeah. No, that's smart. Drinking and discussing race relations.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. But it's funny that you mentioned Jake Gyllenhaal and Roadhouse.
Okay.
I thought of this, when I was watching this movie. Apparently, Key West folks are distraught because they're portraying it as like this wild place.
Like lawless. Yeah.
They don't like the portrayal.
Right, bar fights
right?
everywhere.
The mayor's distraught. Yeah. What are you gonna do?
It's like, how dare you film that terrible movie here in our good borough?
Although they do say that in the 70s and 80s, it might have been more like that, a little
dicey.
Wilder.
Yeah,
the Wild West.
But now it's different. In 2024, they say it's totally different. They say 90% of Key West residents are transplants from all over, and they just don't like the portrayal.
Well, they'll get over it.
All I know is the keys look silly. Every time I watch Red Dragon and see Ed Norton's house where he's hiding away from Francis Dollarhide, it's an amazing spot right on the water.
I'd
love to be there.
After when watching Roadhouse, I was thinking about Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Because she used to date Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, the Swifties hate Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, but I was wondering if she watched the movie and saw his abs and then had FOMO.
Well, I'm guessing Travis Kelce has abs.
Yeah, he's kind of has a beer belly.
Okay,
he's a
maybe.
Tight end.
He's actually kind of doughy.
Yeah. He doesn't have abs.
Okay, he's not as dreamy as Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. I mean, Jake.
She's on vacation in the Bahamas with Travis Kelce. You think she's sitting around watching
Roadhouse
movies, bad movies with her ex-boyfriend?
She's like, this one's not as good as the original.
Maybe.
So you mentioned Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. So they are, I guess, where they are, Hawaii, wherever the hell they are.
Bahamas.
And apparently they're seen there on the beach. They're seen there walking around. And they wanted to get a workout in. They did the bit where they shut down the gym. And
they were the only ones in the gym.
I don't know.
Where were they?
I don't think I would do that.
A little bit of a diva move.
I think I would go maybe to the gym before it opened.
Right.
Or after.
Going off hours.
Yeah, off hours.
Yeah, but would you have the balls to just
kick
everybody out of the gym?
She definitely saw his abs, made his ass get in the gym, do some sit-ups.
Right.
You're not as dreamy as my ex. Get in there. Do some crunches.
Right.
I would just
did
not
it
go
say
the
where
gym.
They were?
The name of the gym?
No. Was it a hotel at it? A gym at a hotel? Where were they?
I guess it's the nicest spot in the Bahamas, wherever that is.
I don't know.
There's a billion islands down there.
He works out on vacation.
Yeah, who does that?
I actually like to work out on vacation sometimes, yeah, because you have free time. You don't have to get up. Like, you're fresh, you know, and you can knock out a workout, and then you earn your drinks.
Right. Then you go just act like a pig.
That's how I rationalize everything.
How do you earn your drinks every other day?
Golf.
Golf. I'm sure it's a good workout.
I get pretty sweaty. Lately, my kids have been well, this is embarrassing to admit, but like they walked by me yesterday, and the recent kind of chant in my house is your dogs are barking.
Your dogs are barking. Okay.
My feet
are smelly.
Feet were butt smelly.
Oh, really? That's not great.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen.
Humiliating when they tell you your dogs are barking.
Right. That's bad.
So, but I took a shower, cleaned it up, got down there on hands and knees.
Socks or without socks?
With socks. So through the socks, dogs are barking. But don't worry.
I'm just looking.
What?
Your socks and slides. Yeah, always makes me laugh.
Your wool socks.
Oh, these are just silly.
So smelly.
These are just cotton.
Hey, your socks match with your slides.
Yeah,
both Adidas.
Yeah. I don't like to show my toes. Unlike JP, people are grilling JP's feet.
Oh,
in
my
that
God.
One
did,
picture.
You, did you see his flip flops?
I saw like how his feet were all slid forward. I'm going to give him a benefit of the doubt. He just, you know.
He looks like he looks like Frankenstein.
He has ugly feet, though.
He took a picture with his feet, down in Puerto Rico.
They're all doing a beach thing.
Yeah. He's wearing like size 7 Adidas slides.
Well, no, I think he just, you know, he's a clown. He didn't they need to be a little tighter.
His feet are just stuffed in there.
And his feet are coming over
and
the top of
him. And you can see his toes.
And he's got hurting toes. Right.
It's like if you donate shoes to like people in need, that they don't fit,
right?
They come out of the
right. To go to Goodwill. Top. That's where he finds his shoes at Goodwill.
That's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. So funny, you know. He should be like me. He should be wearing socks with his.
Yes,
slides.
He should be covering up at all.
Now
times.
I don't at the beach. At the beach, you could if you.
He has infant sandals on. That's how tiny they are.
His heels are just forward. He just got to tighten it.
Dude, his toes are hanging over the edge.
I know, because they're too loose.
They're probably 15 years old. You know that he would never go buy himself a new pair of sandals.
Yeah.
He's like a baby.
He's wearing Isabella's sandals.
He needs people to buy him things for him to upgrade his wardrobe.
It's kind of true. Drabby, have you followed this Rebel Wilson story where she's trashing Sacha Baron Cohen?
No.
You're not?
I have not followed it either.
Well, this is like a big viral story.
Okay.
So she's got a memoir out. I guess, has she lost a bunch of weight, Rebel Wilson?
She's lost a good amount.
She used to be ginormous.
Well, she also, she used to be a big girl.
She's probably on the Zempic. I don't know. It's just a guess.
It's a great guess.
Yeah.
Because everyone
guess.
Else is.
No, she lost it a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, she got skinny before the Ozempic.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll
Good
see.
Good for her.
But apparently she did a movie with Sacha Baron Cohen. She did a movie with, I think, with Sacha Baron Cohen's wife, actually, at one point, too. And
Isla Fisher?
Yeah. She trashes him in a book, but she doesn't name him. And then I guess he's threatening her to not release the memoir.
No Borat slander here. That will not happen. Not on my watch.
That's your boy.
Well, she went public and said the A blank that I'm talking about in chapter one is Sacha Baron Cohen.
Calling him out.
Calling him out on social media. So, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to read her memoir.
I hope you don't.
I'm not going to read her
memoir.
You
got nothing else going on if you are. I can't believe she's 45 already.
I have her at 44. You ever at 45?
I think I saw 45.
Yeah.
The only way I would be read her memoirs if I were imprisoned and somebody stuffed her into the prison cell with me, and then she started reading her memoir aloud.
If you were in prison and you only had one book and it was her memoir, would you read it?
Yes, because I'd be just bored.
I'd rather
tears.
Stare at the wall.
You would.
I would read it.
Just do push-ups.
It's some form of entertainment.
Stare at the wall. That's what I would do.
I couldn't even do push-ups with my tennis elbow.
By the way, to me, her career ended after Pitch Perfect. Like, if she's done anything since then, I don't know anything about it.
Did she puke in Pitch? Is that the one? What was the one where all the singing and the girls were projectile vomiting?
That's Pitch Perfect.
That's
one of them.
They've done three
of them,
yeah.
Okay, maybe it was two.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
I actually got a
The OG was pretty good. The first Pitch Perfect was actually really good.
They have a first with The Bachelorette. So They did the old fart bachelor, remember?
It's called the Golden Bachelor, EB.
Right. They did
Give
the Golden Bachelor with the old guy. Yes. It turns out he had a bunch of girls. He was, I don't know. He wasn't quite as innocent as maybe as they made it seem. Well, they've got a new bachelorette now, and this is a first. It's not an old chick. It's Cakes, an Asian chick.
Okay.
They've got their first Asian. Somebody tell Shorts.
In here.
Yeah, let Shorts know.
Right? Yeah. Isn't Shorts like a big, like I'm married to an Asian, but I don't think I necessarily like only like, I thought Shorts like really likes Asians. Like that's his thing.
He definitely has.
He has a fetish. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
which is weird because he has a fiance.
Yeah,
who's
that's
white.
Not Asian.
Oh, she's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. She's not, is she pregnant? Or are they getting married? Something's coming on. Something going on with them?
I don't know. You're putting a lot of Shorts business out there.
I'm not putting anything that I don't. That's like top secret. I'm just public knowledge stuff.
Oh, it's no, I don't think so.
Okay. But they're getting married, though.
I think so. Yeah, they're engaged.
Right, right, right. So her name is Jen Tran. So tell Shorts. Jen Tran.
Let him know.
Let me see. Anything else? Oh, I did that. Oh, yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he had pacemaker put in.
Mm.
See, all those years of steroid abuse, he's had
got
quite
something
a few...
in common with your mom.
Yeah, you, yeah. Mrs. Well, Bickle and Arnold.
Yeah. She didn't, except she didn't do like 30 years of steroids and growth hormone.
And she didn't do Predator.
No.
She didn't do Terminator.
She doesn't have, Commando. She doesn't have the same
record. Your mom saw the Predator or Terminator?
No chance.
Funniest question of the week.
I'm pretty sure my mom hasn't seen any movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger
Your mom was in Kindergarten Cop.
Name a movie.
Twins.
Name a movie that my mother might have seen.
Maybe Twins.
Passion of the Christ.
She saw that.
Locked,
but not
saw
with
that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The Ten Commandments.
She loves her some milk.
Seen that. You're all over it, Valdez.
It's a Wonderful Life.
She's seen, you know, like a Herbie movie in the 70s. She just doesn't watch movies. I mean, she doesn't. I mean, if it has a religious undertone, she might see it.
Yeah.
But other than
she didn't
that,
see Dune 2? Did she borrow your popcorn bucket?
What's like the biggest movie? Like Titanic was like the biggest movie of like the 90s or whatever, yeah. Right? Like what's been the biggest movie of the last 20 years?
Like
what,
any
years?
Of the Avengers movies. Avengers
yeah.
Endgames.
Yeah, yeah. No. Just know who Thanos is.
No, those aren't considered as big.
Does your mom know what the Infinity Stones are?
No. Like, I don't even think she ever saw like a Rocky movie. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Well, couldn't tell you.
I could tell you. She doesn't go to the movies.
If there was a movie of David versus Goliath, yeah, yeah. She'd be butt sized to go see David throw the rock and pummel.
She's seen
Jason and the Argonauts.
She's seen like definitely like religious movies that are like on
like Bruce Almighty,
like on the Hallmark Channel or something.
Ben-Hur.
Yeah, Ben-Hur. You'd Ben-Hur fan.
We saw a
Spartacus.
Movie. She always recommends one at the beach every year.
What is it?
We all watch. Well, we saw one.
Is it a different movie every year?
Kind of. It'll be usually, you know, obviously it has religious undertones.
Sure.
And the one we saw was about a kid. They were playing hockey or whatever on the lake. And have you guys heard about this one? I think I talked about it maybe. And the ice broke and he went and they couldn't save him. And he was under the ice in the lake for like 13 minutes. And
I think
that's
part of Damien Omen 2. Like, that actually happened.
No.
Now, that's definitely a movie
I think this is supposedly based on a real-life story or something, too. And then...
pretty fun beach trip.
Yeah, I know.
No, we have
to do it. Can you imagine coming back from the beach five margaritas deep watching this movie about kids trapped under the ice?
Kids trapped under the ice for like 13 minutes, and then...
Oh, that reminds me. I need more ice for my drink.
I can't remember what happened, but somehow he's, like, brought back to life, and it's a miracle. Like, the whole story is about the miracle of the kid.
Can he play for the Caps? Can the Caps pull him up?
Is he a good skater?
It was a traumatic move.
Can he play right wing?
Grinder?
Hey, real quick.
Penalty kill.
I want to go through this. Can I go through this next?
This
is actually good. So there's a list of items, props.
Got an item.
That were sold at an auction.
Okay.
You're not going to believe what these things fetch.
That's a solid radio tease.
You want to do that when we come out?
Yeah, we'll do that. And I also need to tease at 9:45. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to go see Live and Stone Temple Pilots with special guest Soul Asylum. We're going to play a very controversial game show. It's called Which Song is Better? It's very subjective,
right.
And it has audio clues.
We'll
be doing that at 9:45.
And you're the judge.
I'm the judge.
Yeah.
Judge, jury, executioner, all three right here. All right, we'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll play Which Song Is Better? We'll feature songs from Live and Stone Temple Pilots because that's the prize you'll be playing for.
Okay.
They'll be appearing at Jiffy Lube Live Wednesday, September 4th. So keep listening for your chance to win. Don't call in yet, Prize Pigs. I will tell you when to call. So keep your pants on for
right
now.
So this is right up your guys' alley because you guys are big movie guys.
Yes.
I'm not as bad as my mother.
At the yes, no men here listening to this list.
I'm not a huge movie guy. Even though I have like a theater in my basement, I'm not really a big movie guy.
Big understatement, but yes.
So there was an auction of a bunch of props.
All right.
From some famous movies, okay? The largest item sold was the floating door that saved Kate in Titanic.
That's a good one. Jeez. That's okay. A great prop.
Yeah. All right. Imagine
that's got dry written all over it because that's big Leo scene.
Yeah, right.
Huge Leo scene.
Now
he sacrifices. He goes down into Davy Jones's locker, never to be seen again.
Grab claims that people think he looks like Leo. Is that what it is? Is that what it is?
Don't pretend like you don't know or you don't see it.
I definitely don't see it. But I I'm not certain. A long time ago.
With hair.
There's a resemblance there.
Is there?
If Leo pulls down his cap, he did a side by side.
All right.
Leo's lips aren't as big, but like there's similarities.
Is Leo jealous of your lips?
No, he's got nice lips.
He has nice full lips.
Yeah.
Is he on your melt lip more?
Yeah. Who are the guys in Hollywood that have the nicest lips? Maybe you should do
to
that.
Get it from Drabby, yeah.
Do a guy's list.
He won't give it up.
I don't see it.
What? Leo and Drabby? Can we do a poll of a Leo?
Can we do a side by side?
Give us your best pick from like your Arizona State days or something when you're in the cult.
I'll have to find it.
And then we'll do a side by side. So how much do you think the floating door? I know Drabby would like to have this piece of memorabilia, but I don't think he could quite afford it right now.
Has it been sold?
Yes.
I'm going to say that door sold for $200,000.
Anybody else want to guess?
Maybe I'm way light on it. I don't know.
So is it more than that?
I just don't know. Does anybody want to guess?
Well, I mean, if it's a story, it's $1 million.
$718,000.
Oh, wow.
All right.
What a waste of money.
All right. Then, and these are kind of in order. The whip from Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones, ooh, Temple of Doom.
His bull whip? Wow. That's
the one that he pulls out, and then he finally pulls out the gun and just shoots
guess.
The guy.
Yeah, how much?
That's a great prop.
The whip from, Temple
Indiana
of Doom.
Jones. I'm going to say the whip.
200 grand.
For, I'm going to say 150 large.
525,000.
Wow.
Half a milli.
Wow.
For Harrison Ford's. Man, if you're one of these prop guys, you got to just.
Got to hold on to
you got to keep
aside,
all your stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
Bill Murray's red bowling ball from Kingpin.
Ooh.
Who wouldn't want that in their trophy room?
Well, I would want it for whatever the price tag is. I know
it takes a hurt his thumb in it.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
I got to protect the thumb. That went for $350,000.
You nailed it.
I did.
You literally nailed it.
Sully, I know bowling ball.
Draft, did you ever get the holes punched in the ball I got you?
Yeah, I'm waiting for our next ratings party.
Oh, well, it looks like we're going to be a ways away.
Yeah. Well, we skipped over a few. I think you guys.
I know.
You guys owe us about 3 bowling parties.
We owe?
Well, I mean, owe like
did
the
we
group.
Pay?
Like,
right. Why did we? Did junks all?
No. I mean, like owe as in the whole camaraderie.
I'm happy to do it. Did Jason go?
No, he went to the Palm and he skipped out on
he
the
He skipped
bowl,
out on the bowling. Bowling was fun.
Nah, I'm not a bowler.
You saved your thumb.
I'm a happy hour guy at the Palm.
Right.
But not the bowling.
All right.
Understood.
This is stupid. The shaving cream can used to smuggle dinosaur embryos in Jurassic
Park. By Newman from Seinfeld.
Wayne Knight's shaving cream can.
I believe it's a Barbasol can.
It's so $75,000.
I'm going to say $100,000.
$250,000.
Wow.
I mean, who would buy that?
Cakes. This one's right up your alley.
Okay.
Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining.
Oh, I'd pay $5 billion
for
that.
That's the most expensive one.
That's going to go for...
Over $1 million.
$765,000.
No. $125,000.
That's a bar. That's the biggest bargain.
Hey, you could use it
thing.
To chop down your tree.
Yeah. I could chop down another couch.
Yeah. One of his TVs.
The Here's Johnny bit.
Toby McGuire's, I didn't even know how to pronounce this, black symbiote
suit.
What is that?
Okay, here, I'm going to explain. This is
from Spider-Man 3.
Now we're going to go down
symbiote?
The wormhole.
All right, what's are a symbiote
come,
suit?
Look, are you ready to come down the wormhole, yeah. Spider-Man wormhole mm-hmm. with me?
Yeah, yeah.
So at one point in the Spider-Man universe, he switches up his suit, and I believe it's
so it's not like the red and blue one
I believe
or whatever,
it's a black suit.
Ooh.
And... problem is when he switches up now the
he
nerds
loses his powers.
The nerds are going to come after me for right. this because I'm sure I'm incorrect in some of these points, but he switches to a black suit. The problem is when he makes the new black suit, there's an alien life form inside the suit that kind of melds with his body. Once he puts it on, it becomes like a living organism outside of his body.
Okay.
I think that's right. Spider-Man nerds, don't come after me. That's the best I've got.
Well, would you be interested in that suit?
Not really.
You'd rather have like an Iron Man suit, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think his body's tailored to fit into a Spider-Man skin-tight symbiote suit. I'd fit in the Iron Man suit better.
Right.
I don't think that's my style, EB.
$125,000. Yeah. $125,000 for that.
That seems like a lot.
And last but not least, at least of what I have on my list here, Kate Winslet's dress from the end of Titanic. Do you remember that? They call
from the
it a chiffon. A chiffon dress? Do you know that? Have you ever
chiffon,
heard of that?
Maybe. I do remember her getting all steamy in the back of the car with the drab lookalike Leo. They're poning, and her boyfriend's looking for her. He's like, where is she? What's her name in the movie?
What's that actor's name?
Rose. Where's Rose?
Billy Zane.
Where's
Billy
Rose?
Billy Zane was...
Yeah, they're steaming up the windows in the old Model T that's riding on the Titanic. That's right. What they're doing. Then Leo's
Does Billy Zane
her.
Do any movies anymore?
Billy Zane? I think he's still active.
I haven't seen him in anything.
He's definitely a baldy. So bald.
He was definitely in a movie with Chad Dukes.
That's right.
Papa Wingo.
He's in a real movie.
I don't know the story.
Yeah, he is a baldy.
He's such a baldy.
Mm-hmm. Tell me the story. I don't know the deal.
Topolingo is a movie that Dukes filmed like a couple years ago that they put in film festivals recently. He's friends with the director, and they booked Billy Zane in the movie and Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. John Heder, is that
John
his
Heder,
name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Real actors.
It's like a real movie.
Yeah, it's
What's
a real
it called?
Movie.
It's called Papa.
Topolingo.
How do you spell it?
T-A-P-A-W.
Oh, I put in... Papa Wingo.
Papa.
Okay, I saw Dukes, but he would put these images of him like in costume. I didn't know what the hell it was.
Yeah, Dukes was like a gangster.
See, now you know.
All right.
Now you're aware.
I'm sorry.
Hey, hope Dukes saves some of the props from Papa Wingo and sells them in 20
John
years.
John Ratzenberger? Does Dukes at least get his face in here? No.
I don't know.
He's in the trailer like 3 times.
He is? Well, no, they have all it says the top cast. That's great.
He's got a real, like, speaking
role. So
who's
the producer that he knows? Have you seen the movie?
No.
You can't see it? Like, you can't rent
it? No, I mean, they had it at premieres and stuff for it recently.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's very cool.
Release date was October 28 of last year.
Nate Skoog, an eccentric 30-year-old, finds himself living with his mother and stuck in a mundane job in a mailroom. His life takes an unexpected twist when his boss takes him to pick up Oswald, his son from school.
Looks a lot like Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
All right.
Same type of
Which
style.
Is a cult classic.
Right.
No chance you've seen Napoleon Dynamite. Zero. I know you haven't.
Finish the sentence. Vote for blank.
No idea.
Vote for
just whatever.
Give me the
comes
first
to
letter.
Mind.
Give me the first letter.
P.
Vote it's for... not the P word you're thinking of.
Give me a second letter.
E.
E.
Vote for Pez.
Vote. Five letters.
Vote for
D.
Pedro.
Pedro, yes.
Mm. Pete.
Don't you remember our
Pete
old
on sports?
This is Radio Insider. Our old program director.
Radio Insider.
Which one?
When we were at HFS, was raving about Napoleon Dynamite.
Lisa?
Like, you guys
was?
Have got to see it. It's like this cool indie hip movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
No.
No.
I remember that they were mad that we didn't see, like, Fast and the Furious 200.
Definitely remember that.
Yeah.
We scoffed.
They
at
wanted
that
us
guy.
To talk about that movie every single day.
There was a
day.
Lot of scoffing when we were like, it's about... It's Vin Diesel with a bunch of fast cars. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to go see it. Nobody's going to like it. Meanwhile, 20 years later,
they're still cranking them out.
Still
They've made 20 of them.
Still
People love them.
Fast and Furious. Is.
Well, our best claim to fame there was that we listened to...
Radio Insider.
We listened to the song that we said was hurting, and it had like a two-year run at
hey
number
ya.
One.
Hey Ya. I heard Hey Ya, and I said, hurting. Not going to go anywhere.
Number one.
Not going to have any cultural impact
biggest
whatsoever.
Hit, biggest hit.
Was, the, biggest hit of the last 20
Probably.
Years. And it wasn't even particularly close. Yeah. So good soul read by your pal. Now, speaking, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up because now that dovetails into the giveaway. We need people to call at 800-636-1067. When we come back, we're going to play Which Song Is Better? We're going to pit Live and Stone Temple Pilots because those are the tickets that you're playing for. If you can just tell us which song is better, according to me, you win the tickets. 800-636-1067. We'll play that next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You can go to Twitter and vote on the Junkies poll of the day, presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made super smooth love throughout the DMV. It should be up shortly. Can the Caps still make the playoffs if they drop tonight's game to the Detroit Red Wings? Which, by the way, I have scientific proof in front of me that it is the biggest game of the year so far. This is from our friends at moneypuck.com on Twitter. Red Wings versus Caps tonight is the biggest game of the year so far. 27 percentage point swing in playoff odds for both teams.
Wow. So they would go up to 79%?
They would go, the Caps would, because it would be a 13 percentage swing each way. So okay. Basically makes it 27%. So 70, they would go up to 72.8% of chance of making the playoffs if they beat the Red Wings tonight.
Massive.
And the Red Wings would plummet down to 49%.
Also, chance. Flyers are playing the Rangers, I believe, at the Garden.
Okay.
So you're rooting Rangers.
Rooting for Coach Loves.
Coach Love.
Coach Loves, get that win. Punish the Flyers. Help out the Caps. Everybody wins. All right. We will go to the phones now, to the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Let's punch up our first contestant. We're going to play the wildly popular Which Song Is Better game. At stake, a pair of tickets to Live and Stone Temple Pilots, the Jubilee Tour with special guest Soul Asylum. Nice triple bill. Who's our first contestant?
All right. Let's go to Tyler. Hey, Tyler.
What's up, boys?
Hello, hey, Tyler. Buddy. We're gonna do audio clues here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Which
can
song?
Can you explain the premise of the game one more time, Cake?
Sure.
He's gonna play a
song. I'm
gonna
play a snippet of two songs. You tell me which song you think I think is the better of the two songs. It's not what you think. It's all about us. It's about what I think is the better song. If you choose correctly, you win the prize. Very simple. All right, here we go. Song number one, this is Live. This is Lightning Crashes.
Oh, classic.
I mean, one of their bigger hits.
1994?
That's contestant one.
All right.
I didn't pick a good part of the song.
The worst part of the song right there.
I know. Well, I'm trying to.
That was the beginning. That's the lead up.
I know. They're in the system, so I'm playing them from the system so that they're not on the podcast, we don't get sued.
That's fine.
Now it's a great song. It's facing off against Stone Temple Pilots' Interstate Love Song.
Oh, it's also a good one.
Gotta wait for the hook. It's pretty good. All right, which song is better?
Which one do you think Cakes likes more?
Lightning Crashes by Live or Interstate Love Song by Stone Temple Pilots?
I believe Cakes likes number one better.
Lightning Crashes by Live?
Yeah.
All right, Cakes, the answer
Lightning
is?
Crashes.
You're incorrect. Oh. You're incorrect.
Well, that would have been my choice.
I clearly have it circled. I have Interstate Love Song by STP circled. Now,
all right.
Lightning Crash is a very good song, but in my opinion, this is a top 10 of the decade type song. Like, this song is their crowning achievement, in my opinion.
Is it because Lightning Crashes is just kind of too slow? It takes a while for the buildup and the hook?
I don't know. This song is just overall better.
It's got a better vibe.
Opinion. Definitely.
It's a little harder.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Lightning Crashes is about a woman dying giving birth. So I could say
it's a bit of a downer.
It's a better vibe, I would agree. Yeah.
Okay. We move on to the next contestant.
All right.
Thank you for playing, sir.
All right. Let's go to Roy. Hey, Roy.
Roy.
Roy, are you there? Answer. Please communicate with us.
All right.
All right,
Roy missed his opportunity. We'll go on to the next.
Let's go to Elliot. Like a 16 chair.
Hey. Good morning, Elliot. You ready to play?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Which song is better? This is Live. This is I Alone.
Oh, another classic.
Ed Kowalczyk?
Yep. From
so
where?
So good. I think I don't know where Ed Kowalczyk is from.
What town?
You ever heard of York, Pennsylvania?
Okay. I have heard of it.
You snorted. I got Valdez to snort. Mission accomplished.
I haven't heard Cakes do that in a while.
So that is I Alone by Live. its competitor, Stone Temple Pilots. This is sex type thing. Just heavyweights going at it here. All right, which song is better? Is it Live, I Alone, or Stone Temple Pilots' Sex Type Thing? This is for the win.
Absolutely like Stone Temple Pilots better.
Incorrect.
I'm sorry. I Alone is better.
Yep, I agree.
I Alone wins.
Hey, I would have won.
You would have won. You picked both of mine correct, Valdez. That was very impressive. Those are the only two competitors I had lined up. I got nothing left.
We got nobody else?
I mean, we got other callers, but now we'll just open it up to caller 10. Caller 10.
That's all we're doing now? Yeah. That's pathetic.
You're going to win. I mean, I got no other audio clues set up. I got nothing here. I thought we'd get one winner out of the two. Yeah. All right, 10th caller, 800-636-1067. You'll score those tickets to see Live and Stone Temple Pilots, the Jubilee Tour with special guest Soul Asylum, Wednesday, September 4th. At Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. Could have played like Runaway Train by Soul Asylum. You think that's not a hit?
Could have played Operation Spirit by Live.
You could have played that. Though I don't know if I'm that familiar with that one.
Oh, you definitely.
I just might not know it by name.
I told you, yeah. I want to do the bit where.
If you could pull Operation Spirit, Valdez,
we can each have a day where the Valdez just plays our own intros.
Love it.
Like my EB day, a cakes day, a lurch day. I guess JP will pick a bunch of Diddy songs and do his day.
Awful. That'll be the worst day. You know what? I'll take off.
That'll be the worst day.
Who does he like? He likes, not like Heavy D, but there's one.
Q-Tip.
No. Who's that?
Bad Bunny.
Special Ed.
Be a lot of
you
that.
Say Special
no,
Ed.
I like Special Ed, but there's the one that.
He likes Public Enemy, doesn't he?
Yeah, he likes Public Enemy. Yeah. No, but who's the one guy? Lean Back. Who did that one? Back.
Fat Joe?
Fat Joe, yeah.
He loves
Fat Joe.
Joe. He does love Fat Joe.
Lean Back.
Has he heard of song from the last 30 years?
I don't know.
Would any of those make his list?
He would have a bunch of Special Ed in there.
Probably, yeah.
I always laugh at the thought of JP going back to his boxing match. Spending so much time worried about his entrance and the song he was going to play.
Forgetting about the boxing part.
Forgetting about the boxing and getting knocked down four times in the first round.
No, I was in his ring. I was his guy. I was in his corner.
But he was obsessed with the entrance, he told me.
Here's what you don't understand. He interviewed Sylvester Stallone the day before, and Sylvester Stallone doomed him. He said, "Do you have any advice for me?" He said,
"Fake boxer, a fake boxer.
He's an actor.
Don't go in the ring."
It's
that's
Sylvester
my...
Stallone. The actor told him, "Just hit him first." JP threw all his training out the window. Was
and
training every day. He was getting knocked out by like Golden Gloves kids, and he had like a guy that like had. Trained like a legit though, and just chased him around the ring.
Because of what Stallone
and the crackhead just kept knocking him out.
What was that guy's name?
Jay Watts.
It's unbelievable.
Wonder what he's doing now.
Like he just threw all the training. He just wanted to try. He wanted to hit him first because
what Stallone
Rocky said. That's what Rocky said.
You know what?
The actor.
Cakes and I didn't mind it because we were doing play-by-play ringside.
And it was quick.
The fight was over in 20 seconds.
Dude, we filled the, what was that, the Mason, what do we call it, Patriot Center.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Eagle
turnout.
Bank Arena?
Is that what it's called now?
Yeah.
That's I mean, that's like 15,000 people.
Well, I don't know if it was that many, but it was.
Like 1,500.
Like 6,000 or 7,000.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was packed.
By the way, Jay Watts is... career record 2-10.
There's one of them, JP.
I mean, I don't have fight by fight.
No, but like Jay Watts, he was like the sparring partner for like, you know, like some sugar or somebody. You know what I mean? Like
sugar somebody
was like sparring with him all the time. Like he was just the guy that would go in there, but
he was a body.
He knew how to handle himself though.
Yep, he beat JP in a TKO. The date was just 12/9/2006. Was it in December? Does that make sense?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And he also has a win against Ken Jacobs, who was also making his boxing debut.
Right.
The only guys he's ever beaten are JP making his boxing debut and some dude named Ken Jacobs also making his debut.
I feel like JP would box again, too.
Oh, he totally would. He loves it. JP would try to go out there and shoot threes for the Wizards if they let him.
This hurts. In the description, it gives the ref's name Malik Waleed. Then underneath says flame down 4 times. That's not great. But hey, he stepped in the ring.
Oh, so I never would have done it.
Never, ever in a million years.
Big balls.
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.